Coming from Long Beach, probably it's a great group of guys that come out of there. A lot of people are very supportive coming back to Poly and just giving a lot of support. When I was a freshman, Herschel Dennis, Mercedes Lewis, Manuel Wright, Winston Justin, all them dudes was like all-stars and, superstars. So that was a great class for me to look up to, and it gave me a lot of great motivation, to get to where I'm at today. Yeah, definitely. Willie McGinnis, he's a good mentor to me. I talk to him a lot throughout the process, and, he supports my my decisions and just lets me know, the right things to do.
What's your brother's
name? Byron Jackson. Pardon? Byron Jackson, he actually played for the Kansas City Chiefs in 92 and 93, played wide receiver. B-Y-R-O-N Jackson.
Do you look at a lot of the tapes?
Of him? Oh, yeah, definitely. After he films it, I go back to the to the media or to the film, and just look at everything I could get better at. Just the little things. So that definitely I could go correct my game from watching the things he films.
Does he ever sit down with you?
Yeah, definitely. He was coached by Al Saunders and Terry Shea, so he has some good tools. I had a good chance to work with Jerry Rice. Over the time I've been preparing for the combine, and he's my mentor also, and he just gives me a lot of good things to look up to. Oh, yeah. Man, Jerry, he's a great dude. It was just very fortunate for me to be able to work with him. And, like I say, just, he came on, and, he was just very supportive of me. And, like I said, a great mentor. He has, all the right things to say. Basically off the field was the biggest thing, he tried to preach to me, how you treat people when you go meet people and, things like that. Because you'll always build a relationship with people, and they'll always remember you.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm signed with the DeBartolo, so that's who he's obviously with, and he just my agents, they hooked me up with him, and he came out from all the way from San Francisco to Pensacola, Florida, where I was training, and like I say, it was just a great opportunity for me to be able to work out with him, and I worked out with him pretty often, so through this whole process, I was definitely in the books with him, talking to him, just hanging out with him, just trying to pick his mind and do the best things I could do and learn from him.
That was like every day.
Every day for a good week and a half. It was like I say, I was very appreciative of me for him to leave and come all the way out to Florida and just put down everything he was doing just to give me some key pointers.
Did he tell you about
the what? Oh yeah, the hill. He did tell me about the hill. He said it's about 15 minutes long. He said he tried to get a lot of people to come over there and run that hill, but not too many people make it through there. So hopefully one day I'll get a chance to go work out on that hill. Oh man, I'm not really training for hills right now. I'm training for my speed work and that 40 time. So when I probably get ready to go to training camp and I need my endurance, then that's when I'll probably go run that. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna work out. Man, I'm trying to impress a lot of people, open up a lot of eyes. I don't know exactly what I'm gonna run yet, but I definitely know I'm gonna run a good time.
What was your height and weight?
5'9", 0.7 something, 169. Yeah, that's I consider myself a receiver first. That's just the exception I could bring to a football team and a program is just my ability to return kicks and punt returns and just bring that electrifying edge to the game. Yes. Man, it was definitely tough coming straight out of high school and just starting as a true freshman and being able to catch a touchdown the first time the pass was thrown to me and the first time a punt was kicked to me, taking that to the end zone. And I'm very blessed and I have a lot of skills and I definitely work hard at a lot of things I do. So that was just a great opportunity for me to do that.
Sean, how much did that 77-yard return to Tennessee kind of change your perspective about
the draft? That was a huge return for me. The first game of the year, Tennessee. That's a big time school. SEC conference. Everybody respects them a lot. So, I knew a lot was riding on that game. We went out to their home field the previous year, and they kind of got us. So, I just felt like we had to do something, and my ability to make a big play like that was definitely something I felt like I had to bring to the game for us to win. And I honestly didn't think they was gonna be punting me the ball, but they did, and I got a hold of it, and I did the best I could do to get to the end zone. Huh? Well, yes, I'm around. Man, I don't know yet, man. It's kind of personal, you know, but you know, everybody would notice it on Sunday. You know, I'm trying to keep that to myself because I don't want to set something out there and, you know, not reach what I'm going to get. But I'm definitely going to open up some eyes and run a pressing time. Yeah, definitely. The Raiders, the 49ers, being right there in the hometown of Oakland, is definitely a great support to be out there and just to look up to the teams. I met friends with a lot of dudes in the NFL being out there, and you know, some relationships I definitely take to the next level and be cool with them people. Yeah. Oh, you know, that's just something I had to work at, man. That's one of my I feel like something I could improve on and get stronger and put a little bulk to me. But, you know, it's heart and dedication. And, you know, my will to be great is, you know, something I have. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, all they have to do is pop in my film. You know, they see what I bring to the table. So, like I said, after I run my 40 time, after I do all the receiver drills, and, you know, I'm not going to leave no question for them teams.
Deshaun, have you had a chance to talk to Marshawn Lynch?
Oh, yeah, Marshawn, he's a great dude to, you know, work with, to talk to. You know, being at Cal, the past 3 years with him, he was an unbelievable running back. And, you know, I honestly feel like you know, that dude is awesome. And, you know, we talk a lot, and he just gives me a lot of advice and, you know, things to expect coming here.
Do you feel 100% healthy
at this point now? Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm 100% healthy. You know, have nothing wrong with me right now. And, you know, I'm just here to work out and work hard and, you know, do my best. I've been working hard in Pensacola for the past 4 to 5 weeks and getting myself ready for this combine.
Sean, I've heard different stories. Just to set the record straight, Caliber USC, kind of go through that situation.
And how you, it definitely was a big decision for me coming out of high school. You know, having USC, obviously they're a great school, and, you know, everybody, you know, wants to go there, but you know, I kind of didn't want to follow after nobody else. The people that came from Poly, I kind of wanted to make my own mark and wanted to get away from home and just go start my own thing and, you know, grow up. My parents, you know, I just wanted to leave. And like I say, it was nothing against SC. You know, I felt like I could go there and play just as well as I would have went at any other schools.
Deshaun, what day
was it? Sunday.
Deshaun, have you had a chance to meet the Buccaneers since you met
them? I actually haven't. I shook hands with a couple of scouts and a couple of coaches for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they're definitely a team I like a lot. And you know, hopefully, you know, I look forward to meeting with them.
You mentioned your brother played. You know, your brother played for Al Saunders and Jerry Shan.
Yeah, man, I met them when I was younger. Actually, my freshman year in high school, my brother had a chance to take me to a training camp, and you know, just being there and meeting them when I was young, I met Dick Vermeil, you know, some other coaches like that. So it was a great opportunity for me. DeBarlos, Adam Heller. You know, you know, just taking a risk on coming back to school, you know, getting hurt another year. Like I said, I had a successful 3 years, and, you know, I just felt comfortable coming out. And, you know, my decision was a tough one. You know, Coach Tepper, like I said, he wanted me to come back and support me a lot. So, you know, it was just one of them situations where, you know, I felt comfortable and ready to put my game on a level with all the best.
But the injury risk, you think?
Yeah. I mean, not necessarily put it over the top, but, you know, just things that, to think about. You know, I got my feedback from the NFL, and, you know, I was ranked pretty high in the, with their ranking and things like that. So it was just a great opportunity for me. But, you know, the injury thing, that wasn't no big deal. You know, it's just something to look at.
What's your measurement?
5'9" and 169. Oh, man, no, that's not going to hurt me. Like I said, you know, you could put on my film, you know, see how I play. I actually play better than, I mean, bigger than what I really am.
What did you get?
Oh, first round? No, just first round. Raiders, I talked to a couple of scouts for the Raiders. You know, they're definitely a great program and a great team, too. So, yes, that's I look forward to meeting with them.
What'd you say?
5'9", 169.